At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Personality NLP case study for Abe. Ascendant, Swati Libra. Abe's ascendant in Swati, positioned in Libra, reveals a psyche oriented toward independent refinement, fluid self-direction, and diplomatic intelligence. Swati, ruled by Rahu, lends a subtle restlessness, a need to move, explore, and grow on his own terms. It brings originality and internal experimentation to his core identity. Libra, ruled by Venus, refines this with an emphasis on grace, aesthetics, social balance, and relational sensitivity. Together, this rising combination produces a personality that is adaptable, observant, and freedom-seeking, yet anchored by an inner code of harmony and beauty. From an NLP perspective, Abe's Swati Libra ascendant indicates a visual and auditory digital processing style. He likely thinks in images, patterns, and abstract connections, but with a structural logic beneath it. His decisions are internally referenced, not based on trends or external noise. He looks for symmetry in concepts and behavior, responding to both how things look and how well they make sense. This makes him a natural systems tuner, someone who notices what's out of balance and subtly recalibrates it. His attention filter is primarily self-referenced. Swati gives him a quiet autonomy, while Libra ensures he understands social dynamics without losing his internal compass. He's attuned to others, but evaluates through his own sense of rightness and elegance. His motivation direction is clearly towards. He moves in the direction of freedom, refinement, and self-determined excellence, rather than out of avoidance or fear. The Swati influence adds an options-oriented operational style. He likes flexibility, choices, and space to test or adjust. Rules and structures are valuable only if they serve evolution and fairness. He may resist overt control, preferring environments that trust his discernment. In social situations, this ascendant makes him relational but never dependent, tactful yet inwardly nonconforming. Overall, Abe's ascendant gives him a governing psyche that is gracefully unorthodox, guided by subtle instincts for truth, fairness, and freedom. He learns by watching patterns, tuning energies, and refining systems from within. Whether in thought, behavior, or interaction, he seeks that sweet spot where elegance meets integrity and moves steadily toward it, on his own terms. Second house, Venus in Anuradha, Scorpio. Abe's second house, the domain of values, speech, self-worth, personal resources, and foundational priorities, holds Venus in Anuradha, placed in Scorpio. This configuration gives his value system a tone of emotional depth, loyalty, subtle intensity, and precise aesthetic discernment. The second house often governs early conditioning around security and self-expression, and Venus here lends a natural refinement. However, in Scorpio, this refinement becomes layered. What is beautiful must also be true, loyal, and emotionally resonant. And with Anuradha, ruled by Saturn, the emotional field becomes loyal, devotional, and even reserved, valuing quality and integrity over charm or surface appeal. From an NLP lens, Venus in this placement expresses a kinesthetic and auditory digital processing style in how Abe communicates, stores memory, and prioritizes what matters. He likely speaks in a measured, emotionally resonant tone, preferring precision over excess. His sense of beauty and value is not decorative, it's earned. He may be drawn to language, voice, and tone that conveys emotional weight or psychological clarity. His preferences are likely intense but understated. He does not need volume to convey impact. His frame of reference in this house is firmly internal. Venus in Scorpio trusts feeling, loyalty, and emotional tracking more than external affirmation. Abe likely knows what something is worth, a person, idea, or possession, based on how it feels in his system, not based on how it's perceived. He values emotional integrity in speech and may withhold words unless he knows they're real. Silence for him can be more expressive than performance. His motivation direction is a mix of away from and towards. Scorpio always detects what's off, and Anuradha demands emotional loyalty. Abhay likely moves away from falseness or emotional instability in relationships and environments. At the same time, he's drawn toward emotional resonance, clarity, and aesthetic loyalty. His value system is layered, and when something or someone earns his trust, he invests with depth and steadiness. Abhay's operational style in second house matters is procedural with emotional nuance. He doesn't act on impulse when it comes to money, speech, or personal standards. He calibrates over time, often returning to what has proved trustworthy. This makes him a refiner of value, someone who doesn't chase trends but slowly builds emotional and material coherence. He likely tracks subtle shifts in tone, commitment, and presence over time, whether in conversation or resource flow. Overall, Venus in Anuradha in the second house gives Abhay a magnetic, emotionally loyal, and discerning value system. He expresses selectively, builds deliberately, and speaks only when the emotional structure feels true. His NLP drives here reveal someone who connects to the world through loyalty, emotional texture, and silent refinement, turning speech and value into instruments of deep inner alignment. Third house, Sun in Purvashada Sagittarius. Abhay's third house, which governs communications learning approach, skill development, curiosity, and self-initiated effort, contains the Sun in Purva Ashada, placed in Sagittarius. This gives his intellectual and expressive style a quality of visionary conviction, ethical confidence, and ideal-driven communication. The Sun in the third suggests someone who expresses with authority and clarity, and in Sagittarius, that clarity becomes philosophical, future-focused, and principle-based. Purva Ashada, ruled by Venus, adds a layer of charisma, refinement, and emotional idealism, making Abhay's communication style both fiery and persuasive, but also elevated and refined. From an NLP perspective, this placement supports a blend of auditory, digital, and visual symbolic processing styles. Abhay likely learns through conceptual synthesis and higher-order frameworks, building understanding by connecting ideas across time, cultures, or belief systems. His speech is likely thoughtful, driven by a desire to inspire, teach, or clarify, rather than to simply inform. He likely remembers ideas not through rote repetition, but by linking them to core values or ideals, which give his knowledge personal weight and resonance. His action preference in this house is clearly proactive. The Sun in Sagittarius pushes him to initiate learning, pursue ideas, and articulate his views, especially when tied to truth, justice, or deeper purpose. He likely doesn't speak for effect. He speaks because he believes in what he's saying. His words may carry a natural authority, even if delivered with a light tone, and he likely enjoys intellectual independence, preferring self-guided learning over prescriptive formats. Abhay's frame of reference in communication and learning is strongly internal. Purva Ashada's Venusian filter gives him a refined inner sense of what sounds or feels right, while the Sun in Sagittarius builds confidence in his personal worldview. He likely doesn't adopt ideas quickly. He filters them through a philosophical or ethical lens before choosing to engage. This makes him selectively expressive. He may be quietly observing until he feels the truth is ready to be shared. His work and communication preference is often solo or proximity-based, especially in roles where he has freedom of thought and movement. He may thrive when allowed to pursue projects independently or with light collaboration, but not under rigid intellectual control. He prefers dialogue that explores meaning, not just data, and may disengage from environments where expression is reduced to sound bites or forced consensus. His time orientation in third house matters is largely through time. Sagittarius expands perception across time and space, and the Sun brings focus to legacy and development. Abhay likely learns and communicates with the long arc in mind. He considers how today's idea connects to tomorrow's vision and how learning unfolds across cycles. He may revise his beliefs, but always in pursuit of a more unified, refined truth. Altogether, the Sun in Purva Ashada in the third house gives Abhay a communication style that is purposeful, high-minded, and quietly powerful. He speaks to enlighten, to clarify, to inspire, not to impress. His NLP drives here show someone who learns by building inner alignment, who expresses through ethical clarity, and who sees words not as tools of performance, but as instruments of vision, resonance, and long-range meaning. Stah, fourth house. Ketu and Mercury in Uttarashada, Saturn in Shravana, Capricorn. Abhay's fourth house, representing emotional foundation, inner security, inherited conditioning, and operational style in private or personal domains, contains Ketu and Mercury in Uttarashada and Saturn in Shravana, all in Capricorn. This is a deeply introspective and disciplined inner world marked by emotional detachment, intellectual exactness, and moral self-responsibility. The fourth house governs how one roots themselves psychologically and emotionally. And with this combination, Abhay builds security not through emotional immersion, but through clarity, solitude, and ethical rigor. Ketu in Uttarashada shows a karmic detachment from conventional emotional attachments or family-based nurturance. There may be a natural discomfort with sentimentality or emotionally expressive environments. Instead, Abhay is wired to find emotional grounding in self-mastery, completion, and inner sovereignty. Mercury here adds a sharp, analytical mind that processes emotional experiences through logic and moral frameworks. Uttarashada, ruled by the sun, makes him value emotional truth and character over comfort or emotional display. And when Mercury operates here, communication at home or in private spaces may be precise, measured, and principle-driven. Saturn in Shravana, also in the fourth, deepens this emotional landscape with disciplined listening, delayed nurturance, and responsibility toward learning from one's inner life. Shravana, ruled by the moon, brings a paradox of emotional depth and emotional withdrawal. Saturn filters this through control. Abhay may have learned early on to regulate or delay emotional response, and over time, this matures into a capacity to emotionally absorb without being overwhelmed. This fosters an operational style that is structured, minimalist, and observant. He notices everything, reacts rarely, and organizes inner life around quiet moral structure. From an NLP perspective, this house shows a blend of auditory, digital, and dissociative processing styles. Abhay is likely able to observe his emotional states without identifying with them, that often translating emotional tension into philosophical or intellectual reflection. He may be sensitive to tone, sound, silence, or phrasing in private spaces. Shravana and Mercury here give him acoustic and language-based emotional awareness, but also emotional detachment as a coping style. He values truth over ease, meaning over mood. His frame of reference in emotional matters is fully internal. Ketu in the fourth displaces reliance on external emotional scaffolding. Abhay doesn't seek comfort outside himself. Saturn enforces that autonomy while Mercury refines it. His emotional decisions, family boundaries, and private values are guided by self-derived logic and ethical evaluation, not by social expectation or emotional pressure. His motivation direction in this house is dominantly away from, particularly toward emotional chaos, dependency, or incoherence. He may withdraw when environments feel noisy, sentimental, or ethically vague. However, this is not escapism, it's a recalibration. He moves toward clarity, structure, and internal peace, often preferring solitude over connection, unless the connection is clean and value-aligned. Altogether, Ketu, Mercury, and Saturn in Capricorn in the fourth house give Abhay an emotional and psychological foundation that is austere, internally anchored, and intellectually structured. His NLP drives in this domain reflect someone who builds stability not through emotion, but through meaning, character, and discernment. He is quiet, not passive, emotionally selective, not detached. His inner world is not warm in the conventional sense. It is intelligent, still, and built to withstand complexity without collapse. Fifth house, Jupiter in Shatabisha, Aquarius. Abhay's fifth house, governing creativity, personal intelligence, memory, expression of emotional truth, romantic style, and how one teaches or transmits knowledge, contains Jupiter in Shatabisha, placed in Aquarius. This is a distinctly intellectual, abstract, and socially aware expression of personal intelligence, colored by Jupiter's expansive ethical influence and Shatabisha's deep drive to heal through knowledge, systems, and emotional detachment. Aquarius brings distance and vision. Shatabisha, ruled by Rahu, adds an interest in what is hidden, systemic, or unwell, and Jupiter expands this into a wisdom function, seeking patterns that explain and restore. From an NLP standpoint, this combination supports a strong auditory, digital, and visual symbolic processing style. Abhay likely thinks in patterns, principles, and interconnected systems, not in linear steps. His creativity may not be romantic or spontaneous, but structured, detached, and deeply conceptual. He sees ideas as maps, interconnected models that can explain, clarify, and heal. He likely prefers ideas that have broad application, long-term usefulness, or moral resonance, especially in educational or communicative settings. His action preference in this house is reactive with strategic bursts of proactivity.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Jupiter in Aquarius doesn't rush. It observes, integrates, and speaks only when the meaning is clear and useful. In romance or expression, he may appear cool or neutral on the surface, but his emotional intelligence is deep and principled. He's more likely to express through well-formed ideas, metaphors, or philosophical references than overt emotion. His creative energy is regulated, not flashy, but potent in its clarity and function. Abhay's frame of reference in fifth house matters is strongly internal, filtered through moral and intellectual coherence. He doesn't express for attention. He shares when something feels true, functional, or uplifting. Jupiter in Shatabisha also suggests a subtle mentor archetype, someone who, even in private, holds a mental framework that others might learn from or emulate. His speech and teaching style may be quietly authoritative, offering insight through simplicity and structural elegance. His motivation direction is clearly towards. While Shatabisha can detect what's broken, Jupiter uplifts. Abhay is likely drawn to systems, ideas, or relationships that offer intellectual resonance and the potential to heal or clarify. In romance or artistic expression, he's less interested in sentiment and more in shared ideals, future thinking, or complex emotional mapping. He may prefer partners and collaborators who are mentally independent, emotionally clear, and ethically aligned. His work and creative preference here leans towards solo or high trust proximity. Aquarius resists performance, and Shatabisha thrives in privacy. He may not like group brainstorming or emotionally expressive creative settings, but he thrives when allowed to build intellectual beauty in structured freedom, especially if the purpose is larger than himself. His creativity is a form of quiet service, not to entertain, but to illuminate. Altogether, Jupiter in Shatabisha in the fifth house gives Abhay a mind that is systemic, subtle, and emotionally intelligent through abstraction. His NLP drives here reflect someone who teaches through calm clarity, creates through mental architecture, and remembers through pattern and principle. He doesn't seek the spotlight, he seeks the underlying truth, and from that space, his expression becomes deeply healing, elegant, and enduring. Sixth house, Moon in Uttarabhadra Pisces. Abhay's sixth house, which governs daily routine, service, conflict navigation, healing work, and the transformation of difficulty through precision and persistence, contains the Moon in Uttarabhadrapada, placed in Pisces. This is a deeply compassionate, emotionally wise, and energetically absorptive configuration. The Moon represents emotional rhythms, instincts, and responsiveness. In Uttarabhadrapada, ruled by Saturn, there is a quiet seriousness and a capacity for emotional containment and spiritual endurance. Placed in Pisces, this gives Abhay a service style that is emotionally intuitive, subtly self-sacrificing, and spiritually anchored, often helping others without seeking recognition or control. From an NLP perspective, this placement supports a kinesthetic and dissociative processing style in daily work and emotional integration. Abhay likely senses misalignment in work systems or interpersonal dynamics through physical, emotional, or energetic feedback, even before facts are clear. With Pisces and the Moon here, he may absorb stress from his environment, making it essential that his work rhythm includes emotional regulation, solitude, and spiritual clarity. He may serve best not through loud productivity, but through calm emotional presence and intuitive precision. His action preference in the sixth is typically reactive, but spiritually timed. He may not respond quickly to conflict or pressure, instead waiting for inner readiness or deeper insight before engaging. This doesn't mean passivity. It means that his responses are sourced from depth, not habit. In healing or service contexts, this gives him a powerful capacity to act just when it matters most, with sensitivity, humility, and lasting impact. His frame of reference in this domain is strongly internal, filtered through emotional resonance and inner timing. He doesn't follow external rules unless they align with his felt sense of rightness. Uttara Bhadrapada's Saturnian core gives him emotional structure beneath his Pisces fluidity. He serves not from confusion, but from a quiet moral backbone. He may not verbalize his feelings easily in work settings, but his presence is often stabilizing, especially in emotionally frayed environments. His motivation direction in the sixth is a subtle mix of away from and towards. He instinctively avoids chaos, emotional entanglement, or overly aggressive structures, but moves toward healing, coherence, and inner peace. He may be drawn to healing arts, behind-the-scenes guidance, or subtle systemic refinement, where his emotional depth can quietly recalibrate what's imbalanced. He is not interested in dominance. He serves through emotional clarity and selfless consistency. His work preference in this house leans towards solo or quiet proximity. Abhay likely performs best in emotionally safe, low-stimulation environments, where he can process feelings without interruption and offer insight when it's most needed. He may prefer to work with people, but not in front of people. More mentor or emotional anchor than front-facing performer. Pisces gives him the ability to be anywhere, but Moon in Uttara Bhadrapada ensures that he will only stay where the emotional current is clean and deep. Altogether, the Moon in Uttara Bhadrapada in the sixth house gives Abhay a work and service orientation that is emotionally intuitive, spiritually grounded, and silently healing. His NLP drives here reveal someone who engages complexity not through urgency, but through timeless emotional discernment. He doesn't serve through volume. He serves through calm depth, energetic accuracy, and the rare ability to heal quietly while remaining unseen. 10th house, Rahu and Pushya, Cancer. Abhay's 10th house, the sphere of career, vocation, public presence, and long-term contribution, contains Rahu and Pushya, placed in Cancer. This configuration suggests a karmic pull toward public roles that involve emotional intelligence, caretaking structures, moral authority, and legacy-centered contribution. Rahu in the 10th often drives a person to seek visibility, influence, or long-term impact, and in Cancer, this drive is filtered through the emotional body. Abhay may be drawn to leadership through emotional stewardship, protection, or quiet authority. Pushya, ruled by Saturn, refines this further. He is not simply seeking power. He is seeking a role that nourishes others with structure, clarity, and emotional stability. From an NLP lens, this placement reflects a kinesthetic and auditory digital processing style in professional expression. Rahu gives expansive, unconventional drive, while Pushya grounds it in responsibility and care. Abhay may sense what a system or audience needs on an emotional level and then respond with carefully measured action. He is likely highly attuned to tone, rhythm, and emotional cues in public communication, and values systems that allow for human-centered leadership and emotionally aligned decision-making. His action preference in this house is proactive, but with inner calibration. Rahu brings ambition and the urge to act boldly in the public sphere, but Pushya and Cancer modulate this with care, timing, and a need for integrity. Abhay is likely to take initiative in his career, but only when the emotional, ethical, and practical frameworks align. He may resist purely transactional work and instead seek positions where he can nurture growth, offer guidance, or quietly hold space for transformation. Abhay's frame of reference in career matters is internal, with a subtle emotional checking system. While Rahu often pulls attention toward external achievement, Pushya's Saturnian influence keeps him anchored in emotional integrity. He evaluates career decisions based on what feels sustainable, meaningful, and morally correct, not just what looks successful. This gives him a slow-burning but durable career path, one that builds credibility through devotion, not display. His motivation direction in the 10th house is dominantly towards, He is drawn to positions that allow him to support, structure, or protect, whether people, knowledge, values, or communities. Rahu intensifies his drive to rise or expand, but the nature of Cancer and Pushya means he wants to do this in service of emotional coherence and stability. He may be motivated by the desire to make safe what was once unsafe, either for others or for himself, and career becomes a vehicle for that emotional restoration. His work preference is best described as structured togetherness. Pushya's rulership by Saturn makes him comfortable with roles that require duty and responsibility, but Cancer ensures he must feel emotionally safe and connected to the purpose. He may thrive in leadership roles that blend strategy with empathy, or in behind-the-scenes capacities, where he provides quiet emotional infrastructure for larger systems. He is not showy, but deeply dependable, and his presence may feel stabilizing to others in high-pressure environments. Altogether, Rahu and Pushya in the 10th house gives Abhay a public identity rooted in emotional wisdom, ethical ambition, and the karmic urge to nurture at scale. His NLP drives here reflect someone who leads not through volume, but through emotional calibration, system building, and quiet presence. He is most fulfilled when he can channel his ambition into legacy work that restores, protects, and nourishes, not just for success, but for the long-term emotional well-being of those he serves. His 11th house, Mars in Maga, Leo. Abhay's 11th house, which governs long-term goals, social structures, networks, and contribution to larger systems or communities, contains Mars in Maga, placed in Leo. This placement brings a bold, legacy-driven, and internally authoritative energy to how he moves within groups and toward his ambitions. Mars represents action, drive, and assertion, while Maga, ruled by Ketu, relates to ancestry, status, and inherited dignity. In Leo, a sign of confidence and leadership, Mars in Maga suggests that Abhay pursues collective goals with a sense of self-sovereignty, strategic pride, and purpose rooted in lineage or inner nobility. From an NLP standpoint, this placement favors a proactive, kinesthetic, and visual symbolic processing style in goal setting and social participation. Abhay likely sees goals as emblems of deeper meaning or generational fulfillment and acts decisively when a vision aligns with his inner code. He may be drawn to teams or missions that involve restoring legacy, claiming rightful place, or leading with honor. His movements within groups are often swift and self-initiated. He doesn't wait for permission to contribute or lead when he sees the opportunity for elevated impact. His frame of reference in the 11th house is distinctly internal. Maga imparts a deep connection to inner authority, ancestral pride, or karmic memory, and Mars gives him the will to act on that awareness. Abhay doesn't conform for approval. He seeks to shape systems from the inside, bringing integrity and leadership without the need for fanfare. He may naturally hold a central position in teams, not because he demands it, but because he carries a subtle yet commanding presence. His motivation direction in this house is clearly towards. Mars in Leo is ambitious, and Maga adds a soul-level commitment to long-range purpose. Abhay is drawn toward initiatives that offer not just success, but recognition of value, restoration of order, or elevation of collective mission. He may feel uncomfortable in social spaces that lack vision or structure, and will instinctively try to improve or lead them, not to dominate, but to realign them with a greater sense of worth. His action preference in collective spaces is proactive and self-led. He doesn't wait for consensus if the group lacks clarity. Mars in Maga acts when honor or truth is on the line. He thrives when part of systems that value legacy, excellence, and noble contribution, and may feel especially energized when he's helping others rise into their own rightful roles. If dishonor or ego-driven dynamics dominate the group field, he may step back or challenge them directly. Abhay's work and social preference here leans towards structured togetherness with respectful autonomy. He's capable of functioning within hierarchies, especially when the system recognizes individual strength and moral clarity. He likely excels in leadership, strategy, or motivational roles, especially in contexts where legacy, restoration, or high-stakes alignment are at play. Shallow networking won't fulfill him, but purposeful coalitions built on mutual respect will. Overall, Mars in MAGA in the 11th house gives Abe a goal orientation that is commanding, karmically anchored, and purpose-driven. His NLP drives in this realm show someone who contributes with clarity, leadership, and action born of inner knowing, and who thrives in missions that honor the past, elevate the present, and build enduring structures for the future. His power in groups is not performative. It is ancestral, dignified, and deeply aligned with his sense of rightful service. Overall NLP drives, Abhay's NLP system reflects a personality built around refined autonomy, internal referencing, emotional containment, and precise, value-driven expression. Across his chart, there is a consistent pattern of proactive intelligence and reactive emotional discipline. He processes life with a quiet focus, not in a showy or performative way, but through clear intention, moral calibration, and inner sovereignty. Whether leading, learning, or serving, his system favors elegant control, meaningful output, and patterned awareness over chaos or superficial expression. His dominant processing styles include auditory digital, kinesthetic, and visual symbolic. Mercury in Capricorn and Sagittarius, fourth and third, gives him logic-based structuring and philosophical language tracking. His moon in Pisces and Rahu in Cancer brings strong kinesthetic sensitivity. He reads energy, tone, and feeling through body-based resonance. Meanwhile, placements like Jupiter in Shatabisha and Mars in MAGA contribute to a symbolic visual cognitive map. He thinks in themes, patterns, and archetypes more than isolated facts. Abhay's motivation direction leans primarily towards, especially in intellectual, public, and visionary realms. He is driven toward healing, Moon in 6th, coherence, Mercury plus Saturn in Capricorn, leadership, Mars in 11th, and emotional legacy, Rahu in 10th. Yet his Scorpio, Venus, and K2 placements give him an away-from-filter around false intimacy, emotional noise, or philosophical pretense. He will instinctively retreat from what feels unstable or dishonest. This dual current makes him both refiner and initiator. He moves toward clarity, but only after removing distortion. His frame of reference is strongly internal. From emotional decisions, K2, Saturn, Moon, to intellectual assertions, Sun in 3rd, Mercury in 4th, Abhay filters all experience through an inner metric of alignment and authority. He may learn through observation and self-inquiry rather than group feedback. In group spaces, 11th, he may hold strong roles, not because he seeks power, but because his clarity, presence, and silent integrity draw others to trust him. His chunking style blends general to specific in ideological spaces and specific to general in structural or emotional ones. He can conceptualize quickly, Sun in Sagittarius, but with Saturn and Mercury placements in Capricorn, he will often test and build details meticulously before forming conclusions. This makes him effective in settings requiring intellectual architecture, emotional pacing, or system design, especially when meaning and precision must align. His action style is a blend of proactive initiative, Mars in MAGA, Sun in Purva Ashada, and reactive timing, Moon in Uttara Bhadrapada, K2 in 4th. He moves quickly when action is clear, but will withhold or recalibrate when emotion or timing isn't aligned. This rhythm makes him a strong problem solver in systems or people work. He's not impulsive, but when it's time, he acts with efficiency and control. Abhay's work preferences span solo, structured proximity, and leadership within high-integrity systems. He is most productive when he has space to think, clean emotional fields, and respect for autonomy. Shallow teamwork or chaotic environments will frustrate him. He does best in quiet, clear roles with depth and legacy potential. His NLP drives point toward a person who builds quietly, leads wisely, and refines consistently. Someone who speaks when ready, acts when aligned, and holds emotional and mental space with elegance, precision, and quiet power.